idea what you're listening to?
London Philharmonic.
It's Venus. Venus.
Why not? We've bounced the signals off the moon's surface. There's no reason that Venus shouldn't radiate impulses.
I don't mean the static. Can't you hear the other thing?
What other thing?
Listen to it, Paul. Listen to the voice.
This is the Gearing Up Inventors. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Protect me from the spiders who wanna bite me. All I wanna smell black pepper in lingerie. I take something from all that I see. All I wanna smell is unfamiliar food. My hair now completely smells like you.
Oh, Oh, kind of just ends there. That was Jay Arner, kind of a demo that he recorded of a new song called Don't Remind Me. He posted that on his website. I recommend you to visit it, jayarner.tumblr.com. And before that, we heard No Gold from their forthcoming album. What's it called? Do you know? I think, is it just self-titled? Yeah. I think it's self-titled, and the song was Weird Week, and that'll be out in February on Unfamiliar Records. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada. And it is my tremendous pleasure to announce some guests that we have in the studio today. Hello, guests.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. So how about you introduce yourself to the radio public?
My name's Joe, and we're Aunts and Uncles.
Cool.
The band.
Who else is here?
I'm Adrian.
Hey, Adrian.
And Daniel.
Hey, Daniel. So you're there's three of you here.
Yeah.
Aunts and Uncles, how many members in total?
Three, yeah.
So oh, just three. You're all here.
Yep.
For some reason, you make such a, you have such a tremendous presence on stage. I mistakenly thought.
We used to have a fourth member.
Okay. But we won't speak about that person.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
No, your publicist told me not to mention it.
Yeah. So
we will drop it. So you guys are a local band. Mm-hmm. You play around town. You have a show coming up?
Yep. January 29th at the Nyala. We're playing.
Nyala.
With the Katie Karen Band and Synthcake.
Cool.
Yeah.
And Nyala, you have a kind of a roommate connection to Nyala, do you not, Joe?
Yes. I won't say what it is.
Okay.
Elliot, my roommate, and also my bandmate from my other band, SSRIs, does all the booking at Nyala.
Yeah.
So he's the booking guy.
Which is really cool. It's another venue on Main Street, which is hard to come by.
Yeah, and it's funny he now has the experience of being that guy that...
he always used to pester?
Yeah. Exactly.
He's doing a really good job, though. Like, I keep seeing, you know, I mean, for the gap that Little Mountain kind of left for that community, it's a nice kind of hole filled.
Yeah, definitely.
That's good atmosphere, for sure.
Yeah. It's still a restaurant. Do they still have veggie buffet on Sunday night?
I don't know if they have... I don't know. They have a buffet?
They used to. I don't know. When Nyala was on 4th Avenue, that used to be, like, my Sunday night jam. Like, go there, veggie buffet, $10, eat for the week. That's what I used to do when I was a struggling student.
Yeah.
Exciting news about Nyala. So how long have you guys been together
as a band? Like a year and a half?
Almost two years. Like March.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah, whoa.
Yeah.
Time flies. And what was it that brought you guys together? Why Aunts and Uncles?
Well, I guess almost 4 years ago, I approached Daniel about doing a kind of acoustic-based project with acoustic guitar, drums, and cello and violin, with the idea of having a band that could play anywhere kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, yeah, let's form this band. And you're like, cool. And then it kind of, didn't happen. Because I didn't know any cello or violin players. And then on a snowy night, very similar to what tonight might be like, me and Adrian met on a snowy street.
It was.
Yeah. In a
commercial drive.
Snowy commercial drive in snowy Vancouver. And
then we walked to Snowy Rupert's.
Yeah, and then we walked to Snowy Rupert's.
Had a jam.
That's quite a walk on a snowy night.
It was. We couldn't get a bus because it was really late. And I stopped at my place and picked up my violin because I don't even know why. Everyone was just like, let's go play music. And I was like, I'll grab my violin. And then, we played Conductor.
What a creation myth. You guys.
That's a pretty good one.
You need to work in, like, a polar bear attacked you as you were walking.
Actually, there was a guy.
What?
There was a guy who, asked us. What was he asking for?
Homeless man who seemed nice, who, was wandering around really cold and, I think asked for change or something.
And we invited him over.
Yeah, we invited him because, man, it's cold out. You want to, come over and you could probably, stay the night and, do you have somewhere to go? But then he started, being,
He started lying weird. To us, lying. He was, telling us he was from one place. And then he, said it was on a different continent from the place that he said he was from. And then I was like, oh, that's weird, so you must speak French. And then he, like, couldn't speak French to me, and I was like, why is he lying so much? And then it was getting really sketchy, and then he just, like, left, and so, yeah.
The peak of that was
so it was basically a polar bear. Yeah. But, you know, of other sorts. It was a good night.
Yeah, it was good. And then I realized that Adrian knew a cello player, and I was like, oh yeah, like I made this one like really funny, hilarious MIDI demo of like a song that had violins and cellos in it like 2 years ago. And then I was like, okay, well, why don't we try it out? And I sent it to her. And actually, when I first was like, let's form a band, you were like, I don't know, I'm busy.
I think I was in like three bands.
Yeah.
It was like full time school, I still did it anyway.
Yeah.
You crazy kids. Should we hear some music?
Yes.
Okay. These stories are great. So we have you've brought in two songs.
Yeah.
And as we discussed before, these are exclusive. You were not going to hear these anywhere else. So get your ghetto.
Unless you come to a show.
Unless you come Saturday.
Saturday. Yes, but the recorded version is very difficult
very
to find.
Different.
Yeah, these
so get your boom boxes right now, put in a cassette tape, and get the record on standby.
Pause.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's the song that we're going to hear?
The first song is called Fire in the Mountains.
Fire in the Mountains.
Possibly the first track of our album.
Okay, good to know. Okay, here are Aunts and Uncles with the song Fire in the Mountains.
Party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Yeah.
Very pretty stuff. That was, what's your name again? No, Aunts and Uncles. the song, Fire in the Mountains. And Aunts and Uncles are in studio right now here on Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. Where was that song recorded?
It was recorded at a combination of my jam space and my bedroom.
Cool.
And, yeah.
And Daniel's.
Actually, no, that one was recorded.
Was it?
No, it wasn't recorded.
No, yeah, that one was in the jam space.
We recorded one drum track in Daniel's bedroom and then redid it.
It was just for the demo.
Yeah.
Cool. And do you record all of your own music?
Yeah, I have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, but this thing is like probably the biggest project I've taken on personally, using entirely my own stuff, which is exciting for me.
And so you guys mentioned that that last song might be the first song on an album. Is there a plan to, or are you looking towards putting out an album sometime soon?
Yeah, we're looking, it looks like it's going to be an 11-song album.
Cool.
And we actually have all the design done.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Before all the tracks are fully mixed. Which is, kind of absurd. But
I don't know, some bands make the t-shirt before they actually write any songs.
Yeah.
So you guys are, at least you've got the songs.
We're
pretty big
bands
on our image. No, an art student approached us. And,
oh, cool.
Yeah, it was for her school project.
Oh,
so
perfect.
We were on like a tight timeline for her semester, which is good. Because now we've got a bunch of stuff done.
Yeah, she did a great job. Yeah. And now, she even designed the poster for the show.
Yeah.
Which is, it's very nice.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's a beautiful poster. Mm-hmm. And it's good to get that stuff out of the way beforehand.
I know, it's amazing, actually.
Yeah.
It's because every time I've released anything else, it's ended up being, done. But then I'm waiting on the art design and all that.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah, that's always rushed at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then ends up being rushed and,
This time it was rushed at the beginning.
Yeah,
it was a student kind of rush to the deadline. So you guys are in this band, but it's not your full-time job. What do you guys do when you're not playing in Aunts and Uncles?
Well, playing music around, I know Joe and me, well, Adrian used to teach as well.
Okay.
Teach music.
Cool.
So that is my partial job. I also am a student doing my music degree.
Oh,
so
okay.
My life is very involved with music all around.
Yeah.
Which is great. And, I play in other bands too.
Cool.
Around the city.
Yeah.
I'm an SFU student, not doing music at all.
Did you get a snow day today, at least?
Probably.
Yeah.
I only have one class, so I'm hoping for snow day tomorrow. Although, I don't really need a snow day. We haven't really learned much yet in this class. But it's my last class, and then I'll have an anthropology and sociology degree. So
congratulations.
Yes.
Cool.
Be super unemployable, so.
That's not true. That is not true. And there are lots of ANSO people doing stuff in the world.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
We could change our band name to Anthropologist and Uncles.
Okay.
Ayo.
Zing. I play in Fine Mist.
Oh, you do? Yeah, that's true.
With Jay, who you just played.
Yeah.
And sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Except for those shows, I'm like, hey, Fine Mist is playing. Like, oh, it's a duo show. and I play also in a band called SSRIs, and with Tony Dallas.
Yeah.
Who's was on the cover of Beetroot.
Mm. He certainly was, yeah. He's a boogie monster.
Yeah, he's a boogie monster. He's also going to be scheduled to be on the cover of every other local weekly soon.
Probably. Well, you were on the cover of the Georgia Strait, were you not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Behind
in a bathtub.
Tony.
Yeah, exactly. and the SSRIs did a big tour last summer. Any chance that... are you guys looking to tour?
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to tour with us.
Yeah.
It'd be so nice, too, because it's only three of us and we have less gear.
Yeah, we don't have that much gear.
Yeah, yeah.
Pedal into our little hatchback.
More amps.
The Yaris, you and the Yaris on the road.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, we're trying to get... like, we've been around for almost 2 years now and haven't had ever really recordings to give out at shows or anything like that, like an album. So this is like our main focus right now, and getting some videos.
Cool.
Maybe making a video with Harrison from Half Chinese.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Notable videographer around town.
I know, yeah. Only guy to video, like, every show.
The Steve Louie of video.
Of the video world, of the YouTube world.
Which is awesome. It's so funny, actually. I was checking out, because, like, Ryan from, like, Collapsing Opposites has reformed with, like, a new lineup.
Okay.
And I hadn't seen it yet, so I was, like, checking it out on YouTube. And I was, like, watching a show filmed at Nyala on YouTube, being like, what's this band like now? And I'm like, this is ridiculous.
2011. My goodness.
Yeah,
cool. So speaking of Nyala, what, and you know, a week Saturday, what can people expect at the show? Synth Cake,
yeah.
How many synthesizers do they have now?
They have three.
Okay.
In the band, and then two people playing them, and the drummer.
Okay.
And they're awesome.
And no Like Animals again distracting them anymore.
Their
other band called Eclipse.
Yeah.
So now, right.
That was my band. But yeah, no.
Nothing.
Synth Cake is great.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Like Animals again is a band that was so old, I guess, that it had so many members that you know, went through. So, like, Marty, who plays in Synth Cake, also played in Like Animals again.
It's
nice to play with friends, because they're still really good friends.
Awesome.
And Katie, Karen, and, you know, the Karen sisters.
Yeah, the Karen sisters
and Amanda.
Famous.
Cool.
It would be great.
But yeah, also, this is actually our first show that we booked.
Yeah,
we've been
after 2 years.
This is our
first show.
Your first headlining show.
Yeah,
it's our first show.
We always got asked.
Oh, your first show. Oh, okay.
It's like we're
today,
just
right?
Like,
so this is the first time we're like, hey, let's put our own show and see how it goes. So
we're getting it together.
Yeah.
All right. I like it. I like this ambition in you guys. You got your image down. You've got
your image. Book our first show.
Yeah, you guys contacted me. This is exciting. I like the proactive approach. Good. This is Aunt and Uncle's year. Let's hear one more song.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. So, house song is this song. Any background? Any like hints? If you were to do the DVD commentary track of this song, what would be the main chestnut, the great anecdote you'd tell about this song?
A great anecdote?
I don't know.
Ooh, no, I can picture this.
Okay,
imagine,
good. Thank you for taking it, not leaving
me hanging
there. The
jungle, very tropical and all that, but it's kind of snowing like today.
Okay. All right. Okay, close your eyes, everybody. Picture what Daniel said, and here we go. Here's House Song by Aunts and Uncles.
try and wish us away, but they'll stop short at the borders, their own walls that they made, and we'll cook some ingredients, lay down the foundation, set up the scaffolds, begin construction, and ask what's in the way.
That was House Song by Aunts and Uncles. Great job. Good stuff. You guys, I think you're going places. 2011 is going to be your year. Feel it. Make sure to check them out next Saturday, the 29th, at Niala. Other shows coming up tonight. Nurse is playing with V. Vecker, Ejaculation Death Rattle. Best name. And Underling at Honey. Wizards are at the Forum. Tomorrow night, Double Dragon are playing with World Club and Inherent Vices at Goody. Also tomorrow, Twin Crystals with Bummer High and Beach Demon at Funky Winker Beans. Saturday night, Needles and Pins are playing with Slow Learners and Young Moms at the Astoria. Woven Hand is playing with Get Some at the Biltmore, the early show. Salem is playing with Animal Bodies at the Waldorf. Rollmock is playing with Crystal Swells and Marcus Naslund at the Toast. That's an all-ages show. And the Thermals are at the Media Club. Later in the week, Sea Pony are playing with Fine Mist and Little Jungles at the Cobalt on Friday the 28th. Also that night, MT40 are playing with Shipyards, Phone Calls, and TBA at Zoo Shop. The next night, Aunts and Uncles with Katie Karen Band and Synth Cake at Niala. That's an all-ages show. Also that night, you shouldn't go to these things, but I'm going to, you know, I feel a sense of obligation, but you should go to Aunts and Uncles. Shiloh Lindsay is playing with Minto and Rodney Nacrew as a part of the first annual Barn Burner party at Chapel Arts. Barn Burner is the show on CITR Friday afternoons, and Bobby Ferris is going to put it to a big party he's doing. There's a chili cookout as well, so fit that around seeing Aunts and Uncles. Tennis is at the Media Club on January 31st. On February 5th, The Blow is playing with Sunny and the Sunsets at the Biltmore. Sebado is at the Rickshaw on the 11th. On the 12th, White Lung is playing with New Sensei Juvenile Hall, Anna Nun Un, Needles and Pins at the secret location. And last show I'm going to announce, two more. Astra from Toronto is playing with Resorts at Goody on the 12th. And Diamond Rings are coming back to town. He's coming back to town with P.S. I Love You at the Biltmore on March 11th. Lots of good shows. And Half Chinese is playing as
well?
Yeah,
Thursday at Nyala, the 27th.
The 27th.
Thursday, mm-hmm.
Cool.
With Bad Fate. It's Half Chinese's tape release. So.
Whoa.
Big
cool
deal.
Dudes.
Big
cassettes.
Deal. Yeah.
Nice.
And I think my roommate, another one of my roommates, is playing with. I think Kevin's in Half Chinese now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, this is the show of the farewell of the other.
Oh, farewell of the other drummer? Okay.
Okay. So transition.
Transition.
Like transition.
Yeah.
The handoff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Transition show.
So, cool. Don't want to miss that.
No, not at all. Not at all. So you guys have made a few requests. We're going to hear some Bad Fate, mm-hmm. some Hermetic, and some Fine Mist.
Yeah.
Yeah. So give me a rationale for why I should play your requests. Fine Mist, because
fine
you're
mist?
In Fine Mist.
Yeah, yeah. Shout outs. Megan.
Plus, who doesn't love
Hi,
Fine
Megan.
Mist?
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, Megan. Hi, Jay.
Hey.
Hi, Elliot. Sometimes
and
Dave Prowse.
Hermetic? Winners of Shindig 2008?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my significant other is the frontman. And they just released the... Well,
they have a band camp.
Released it. Yeah. They released unveiled Bandcamp, which is far superior to MySpace.
Indeed. Yes.
And yeah, they're working on a new album, but this is to sustain
cool.
everyone's needs in the meantime.
Yeah. So hermetic.bandcamp.com is the is the address for that. And Bad Fate.
Bad Fate is a great band. Very intense guitars and good. Tight, loud rock.
Cool times.
Lovely.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do
and,
it.
I want to give a shout out to the Safe Amp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
They're doing great, great things.
Cool.
With great shows.
Yeah. Awesome. Safe Amp. Safeamp.ca, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or .org?
Or SAS.
So,
I don't know.
You can
just Google Safe Amp. Nobody needs
Safeamplification site society.
Like, no one cares about URLs anymore. Okay.
Safeamplification site society.
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
music.
Let's listen to, we'll start off with Hermetic with their song Curmudgeon's Club, and then we'll play some other songs. Here we go.
Going our way, but I gotta get mine to clear out, to clear out.
There we go. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, Inventing the Dinosaur, No Other Way, and Buckknife. Friday is the Ice Cream Social Rock and Roll Club. Saturday, the early show is Woven Hand, and the late show is Glory Days. And Tuesday is the Burnett's CD Release Party with Carolyn Mark. Come check us out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. And for more information, check out BiltmoreCabaret.com. That was Fine Mist with their song Awake. Was that a double clap in there? I don't know.
Yeah, there's definitely a double clap. Before the breakdown. Yeah.
and before that, we heard Bad Fate from their album Olympic City, the song Mongrel Man, and at the top, we heard Hermetic from their Bandcamp, the song Curmudgeon's Club. Thanks so much for coming in, aunts and uncles.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
And have a great show on the 29th. It'll be
fun.
Thank you. Cool. Speaking of shows, there's a new TV show called Portlandia that's sort of an offshoot from a web series that Carrie Brownstein, who used to be in Slater Kinney, and Fred Armisen from Saturday Night Live have done. It was called Thunder Ant, and now they've kind of turned it into a TV show called Portlandia. And you can watch the first episode on the web. I will post it on the Dunkin' Donuts blog, but it's very funny. It skewers Portland and, you know, sort of independent indie culture. Stuff like that. Very funny. So I wanted to play... and Carrie Brownstein, you've seen a clip of it?
Yeah.
She's a great comedic actor, I think. She's very funny.
I, like, wouldn't have guessed that, you know, she wasn't an actress.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, very funny stuff. So I was trying to find a song from her new from her new band. It's called Wild Flag, and it's her and Janet Weiss from Slater Kinney and Mary Timoney and one other person. But they don't have anything online yet. So I'm going to play You're No Rock and Roll Fun by Slater Kinney. Great, bold track from 2000. Here we go. You guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah. Hello, my name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world.
Sessions never meant anything to me. I'm not crazy. Well, that's not true. I've got a pen and a guitar.
We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
That was the band Tennis from their album Cape Tory, the song Pigeon. I was totally joking. I was glaring because they were still talking, but I didn't mean the glare. It was a fake glare. I'm sorry. That was the song Pigeon, quite a beautiful song. Boy. Before that, we heard, what did we hear? We heard Slater Kinney with All Hands on the Band One. Tennis, that's what I wanted to say. January 31st, they're playing at the Media Club, so check them out. That's going to do it here for Dunkin' Donuts for this week. Stay tuned. Tim is up next with We All Fall Down, then Robin with Ink Studs, and then Yukiko with Japanese Music Quest, and Mariev with French Connection. So stay tuned to an afternoon of awesome programming here on CITR 101.9 FM. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at CITR.ca, and you can find out what I played if you go to dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Going to close things out with the band Salem. They're pretty ridiculous, but I have a soft spot for them. They're playing at the Waldorf this Saturday night, so check it out if it appeals to you. And that's it. We're going to hear the song Frost. Thanks so much, aunts and uncles, for coming in.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Good luck with the recording this afternoon.
Yeah.
And with the rest of the album, and have a great show on Saturday.
Thank you.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. Have a good week, everyone. See you next Thursday.
So...